General Ramirez, thank you to you and to the cadets, especially to Company E2 and Reveille 8's handlers, who have one of the most important jobs of any cadet, providing Reveille with love and care and the occasional treat. Like the seven mascots who came before her and the one who stands to now, who lays to now, in the company of E2 today, she was a wonderful representative of the Aggie spirit. Our mascot tradition at Texas A&M certainly among our most well-known and our most well-deserved. She was often recognized as the best mascot, number one in the country of mascot lists. And anyone who enjoyed her company, I know, would know and surely support that. I found that out myself a little personally when I first arrived here. When I was announced as president, I was told there were about 20,000 tweets, whatever the hell a tweet is. And a few days later, Reveille 9 was announced, Reveille 8's retirement was announced, and there were 250,000. So one knows where our priorities lie at this great university and how much that great mascot is appreciated. She joined the 12th man on the field at every game on Kyle Field, where she would stand with the 12th man or more frequently lounge comfortably on the side, but representing what is so great about this university, the loyalty, the spirit, the engagement. Also participated in what is undoubtedly the greatest block in Texas A&M football history when Ryan Kreider, where is Ryan? He is here today, right? At the SMU game in 2014 as the, in a wildly inappropriate action, they were bearing down, the SMU players were bearing down on Reveille, and he put his body in front of her and blocked her. Again, the most famous block in all of our football history. There were a lot of blocks that day, and there will be a lot to come, but none quite as memorable. And as important as Reveille is to our sports tradition, she really is much more than that. She represents the Aggie spirit. She's a symbol of our unity, our loyalty, our support, our commitment, our engagement. The tradition is a wonderful part of what makes A&M so special, and she represented that extraordinarily well. She cemented a bond between hundreds of thousands of Aggies across the globe. Every event you went to at which Reveille was there, the line to have pictures taken with her went round the block. People knew what she represented, knew what she stood for. It's reflected in the excited fans who always wanted to be with her. She represents a tremendous commitment to our honoring our great traditions at this university. As you all know, the first Reveille was an injured pup. The cadets to this day deny that they injured the pup, but an injured pup that was brought into the dorms somewhat under the cover of darkness and became one of the most beloved members of the A&M community and remains so to this day. It also represents our core value of loyalty. From all accounts, Reveille 8 loved her Aggies, and her Aggies certainly loved her in return. So today we say goodbye to Reveille 8 as she joins her predecessors here at Kyle Field in an appropriate place where we know that they can follow the game with their own scoreboard every single Saturday. They can hear the 12th man yells, and we know from somewhere they are barking and they are running onto the field with other seven predecessors. Thank you.